한 곳 예보 두고 예보 부인 쓰고 아멘. There is a misconception today, unfortunately, of what marriage is. Some think that marriage is a fairy tale, that you get married to your Prince Charming and you live happily ever after. And we have this impression because we see it on TV or in movies or we read books about this. Others see marriage as a contract, a piece of paper, where two parties sign. And if one party doesn't fulfill their end of the bargain, then they can just dissolve it with one sign. But then the majority of society today and the culture around us teaches and believes that marriage is love. Now, it's not bad to say that marriage is love, but this is only the beginning of the mystery of what marriage is. We hear the slogan everywhere today, love is love. We hear this constantly. And I come from a time period, and most of you come from a time period before me, but I come from a time period where you could not define a word by itself. You cannot say something is something with the same word. And in fact, the Armenian Church and all the apostolic and Eastern churches have said this for centuries, for millennia. They have never said that love is love, but rather what they have said is God is love. And on many Armenian churches, above the altar, along the arch, it says in Armenian, Ziyasvat sere, for God is love. And this means that if God is love, this means love has standards and love has rules. And we don't like that. We don't like rules. We don't like standards. But this is what is the reality for the Christian. The church teaches and believes since its foundation 2,000 years ago that marriage is between a man and a woman, and that when the two are married in holy matrimony, when they come to the church and they are married together, they become one flesh. They become one being. And this union is where the husband lives for the wife and the wife lives for the husband. Just as Christ lived, served, died, and still lives for us today, the church. Christ and the church are the perfect example of what marriage should be. Because Christ laid down his life for the church, who still forsook him. Abandoned. When they are married together, when the husband and wife come to the church and they ask for God's blessing upon that new union that is being formed, a new entity is formed. A new being is established. And this is not metaphorical. This is not poetic. This is not a Hallmark card that says the two become one. But this is a true union. A true union that is found in the salvation of Christ. This union, St. Athanasius writes about in the 4th century. And he says, and it is a famous phrase that all priests know. Every priest knows this, because it sounds so nice in Armenian, too. It was said in Armenian, Astvaz mahasav or mah astvazana. That is, God became man so that man might become God. This is not heretical, this is not heresy or anything like that. What it is saying is, God became man so that we might be like God, that we might be beings that can inherit eternal life. And it is through this participation, this communion, this union, that we become godlike. This was the mission of Christ when he came to this world. He came to this world so that we might inherit eternal life, that we might live forever. And when this is the mission and the foundation of a marriage, that the two work together for salvation, that they work to help each other come closer to God, that is when true love takes place. That is when there is no longer room for subjection, for submission, for demands, or for exploitation, but they live for one another. The husband does not live just for the wife or for himself, but he lives for both. And the wife likewise lives for both. This is what happens when they submit. We don't like that word. In English or in Armenian. Henazan. Henazan yegir. Be submissive, we say. Or be obedient. We don't like that word. But this is what it is. It means that we are going to trust the other person fully, that they have our best interests in mind. And likewise, they submit to God. They submit to Christ. And they become agents of this, of healing in this very broken and destroyed world that we live in. This is what we experience when we receive Holy Communion. God becoming part of us, living with us, breathing with us, and suffering and crying with us. This is why intimacy, the intimate moments that a married couple has, are required and are reserved only for married couples. And it is not for us to change that or to pervert it so that we might have some pleasure in it. But rather, it is a mystical and holy act, a gift given from God that we might use to become closer to each other and ultimately closer to God. Marriage is not just something we do. It is not just something we sign. But rather, marriage is a place where we find God. I already know and I already hear the phone calls I'm going to receive, the emails I'm going to get, the text messages I'm going to start to read about their life. You can't say those things. You shouldn't be saying those things. You should be preaching the gospel. That is what I am doing. I am preaching what has been preached for 2,000 years. I am not changing anything. I am not giving you any new information you did not already know. And I've already heard this many times. My family has people that do not ascribe to this teaching. But I love them. I care for them. But I do not change 2,000 years of teaching, 2,000 years of tradition, so that they feel good about themselves. Likewise, we should not change the gospel, but we should change the world around us. And when doing that, and when that is the mission of our marriages, some of us are married, some of us will be married, some of us have been married. But when the marriage is founded upon Christ, that marriage rarely, if ever, or I should even argue, never fails. That marriage never fails. And it is our responsibility to teach and to preach that to those who are going to get married, those who are married, and those that have been married, that they still can find Christ. You don't need to be married to find Christ. Ask any celibate priest. You don't need to be married to find Christ. It helps because you have someone there that cares and works with you, but you don't need it. This is why St. Paul in today's letter says, if you can, don't get married. No Armenian mother says that. I know that. No Armenian mother says, don't get married. But it is up to each of us to find Christ in our marriages and help others find Christ in their marriages.